We'll feature them again in moments. It's coming up on 6 o'clock at WMTX FM and AM 1040. I'm Mason Dixon.
And I'm Bill Connolly.
Oh, boy, it's hump day. Boy, we got a good one planned for you today.
Oh, that's for sure. We bagged another, yet another unsuspecting listener.
You did it again after what you did to that poor guy with the armadillo?
Couldn't top that one, but we sure tried.
Okay, we'll wait for that one a little bit. Plus, we're going to talk Grammy Awards. Those will be on TV tonight. Everybody be excited. I have to get me a nap so I can stay up late and watch some of that tonight.
Plus, President Clinton's been over a month in office now. We'll talk to him.
We're going to talk to the president this morning?
Yes, he's happy.
Very good. And guess what else we're going to do?
What?
We're going to give away some tickets in the front row to see Neil Diamond.
Yeah! Oh!
Tampa Bay's best mix of music and a greater variety. Mix 96 at 6:08, 8 minutes after 6 with Mason, Bill, Pat. Everybody's here. Mark, JoJo, Hugh Smith. We're all set and ready to roll through Hump Day with tickets in the front row for tonight's Neil Diamond Show. Now, if you were planning on going or thinking about going, what about that one?
Can't beat that one, man.
Oh, I bet people would get on the phone and beg and plead for those, don't you think?
I bet they'd do almost anything for them.
Well, you're going to get a chance to do that in just a little bit. We'll give you all the details on it. Stay with us. A beautiful day today. Breezy. High today will be upper 60s, right to 69. We could see 70 degrees today. Cool tonight, low of 50. Looks like it'll be late Thursday, and then on Friday, just like last week, we'll have a rainy Friday. And then, though, it'll clear out and be nice for the weekend.
Good, all right.
Which is wonderful. Yes. I love a nice weekend because, you know, sometimes you get in those weather patterns during the winter where it's nice during the week when you're working, and it rains all weekend.
Almost like it's a plot.
Yeah. So it should be nice. It should be nice for the weekend. At least we'll get that part of it salvaged. Anyway, time clock tune of the day will be coming up in just a little bit. And, of course, the Grammy Awards tonight, and I am mad, mad, mad.
What now?
Oh, one of my favorite guys of all time. And, I mean, this guy, what he did for the early days of rock and roll music. And, of course, he was such an eccentric person, which is mild by today's standards.
Sure.
At least as far as his flamboyancy is concerned. Little Richard, I guess last night, got the Living Legend Award, one of the Grammy Awards. And then tonight, though, they present him with the award, but they're not going to let, this is one of the most flamboyant guys in show business, they're not going to let him perform.
Oh, you're kidding
me. This man can ignite a stage with exuberance like nobody else.
I mean, burn a house down tonight, he could.
He's incredible.
Absolutely. But instead, I guess we get to see a performance by Arrested Development.
Rather than Little Richard?
I am underwhelmed.
In a year and a half, let's see if anybody can figure out who they are.
Good grief.
That's too bad.
Man, after all these years, Little Richard, I'm really upset about that. But the good news is I think Eric Clapton's going to run away with a bunch of awards tonight. Long overdue and well-deserved.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. You say we're going to talk to the president later on this morning?
Yeah, he's been about a month in office. A little more, yeah.
Yeah, well, I see where he was, he's running around the country with his tax plan. He's trying to get sold to the American people. He's in California earlier in the week in Northern California. He tried to call an old friend, but instead he got a 79-year-old man in Santa Rosa, California named John Sullivan.
Wrong number?
Yeah, wrong number. Clinton apologized profusely for disturbing him and said, well, I'd like to thank you for voting me. A little bit presumptuous on his part. And Sullivan said, hey, I didn't vote for you, Jack, but I am praying for you.
Thank you.
Let's just hope the prayers get to the right number. You know what I mean? Oh, no doubt about that. Plus, the new president is making the folks at the Pentagon a little squirmy.
Well, sloppy salute is what I hear.
Sloppy salute. Of course, he was the one, of course, was not involved in the draft and in any of that, and has never served in the military. So he has to formally acknowledge the troops with a salute.
Yeah.
And his salute is a little sloppy, and so the Pentagon's a little upset about it. But they even got more upset when he said, listen, could you get the band to change that number they're playing there a little bit? Could I hear a little Hendrix?
I got the munchies.
No, he didn't inhale. He didn't inhale.
That's right.
6:11. It's 11 minutes after 6. We'll get on with it, and I'll tell you more about how to get those tickets in the front row for Neil Diamond in a minute. Let's find out how the day is going to go for you. Wake up the chickens here.
It's Wednesday. It's February 24th. If you're an Aries person, recognize your strengths as well as your weaknesses. Work on improving the latter.
Yeah, if it's a stepladder. Taurus, don't use words as weapons. Arguing serves no valid purpose. Bite your tongue.
or a reasonable facsimile thereof. Gemini, don't take criticism to heart. Develop a personal confidence. Trust your own values and opinions.
Cancer people, a scream for independence is heard loud and clear. Express your individuality right now.
And if you're a Leo, curiosity forces a dig for information. Leave no stone unturned in your search for answers.
Virgo folks, reevaluate your goals. Make sure they're worth the price that you're going to have to pay to attain them.
If you're a Libra, show some respect toward those in authority. Practice that salute. You'll have to earn your stripes.
Scorpio folks, don't force an issue beyond the point of acceptance. Everyone is entitled to their opinion.
And if you're Sagittarius, protect your loved ones. Control your temper. Emotions could easily get out of hand.
Capricorn people, avoid confrontations when things and people seem to be coming right at you. Duck!
Aquarius, co-workers are not very cooperative. If possible, work alone. You'll get far more accomplished.
And last but not least, you Pisces folks, stay away from risky ventures and quick get-rich schemes. Put your money on a sure thing.
Do it. All right.
All right. And get out and have a wonderful day. And get ready. We got a mystery oldie, an appropriate one, coming up for you. And your first chance to win in just a second. It's 6:12 now. 12 after 6.
Europe. There's no better time to go.
For the location of the Sir Speedy nearest you, look in the white pages.
6:15 is quarter after 6. Here we go. An appropriate mystery oldie. JoJo, help him out a little bit.
April 1981.
All right, listen up.
We haven't closed.
All right, that ought to be a shoe-in for you. Hillsborough 990, Pinellas 536, Pasco 847. Anywhere in the state, toll-free at 1-800-330. All the numbers end in 9696. The GTE mobile net number is star 96. That one's toll-free. We'll be waiting for you. Good luck. Tampa Bay's Mix 96, 22 minutes after 6. Bill, I think we finally got us a winner in our mystery oldie.
Good morning.
Who's this?
This is John Lugo.
What you doing this morning, John?
I'm working at the Post Office this morning.
Yeah? Been working all night or got an early start?
I got an early morning start.
Okay, let's see how well you can do on our mystery oldie. Kind of appropriate for the day. What is it?
It's Coming to America by Neil Diamond.
That's right. How appropriate. Neil Diamond coming to Tampa Bay.
Great.
Tonight and tomorrow night, a couple of sold-out shows. We've got you, first of all, our $50 gift certificate to OptiWorld. In case you need any eyewear, eye care, they'll take care of you there. And dinner for two, one of our favorite places, the Parker's Lighthouse on Harbor Island.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful atmosphere and great food, too. Enjoy that. Tell everybody what radio station you made the switch to.
Mix
96. Tampa Bay's best mix of music and a greater variety. There'll be a lot of lucky folks hearing that song done tonight in concert. Those of you that have got tickets for that sold-out Neil Diamond show at the Sundome.
Plus a lucky winner this morning sometime.
Somebody's going to sit in the front row. You're going to really see him up close do all of those great songs, like They're Coming to America. That was our mystery oldie. John Lugo, congratulations from Tampa. Correctly identified that. He's got our $50 gift certificate to OptiWorld. Got dinner for two, Parker's Lighthouse on Harbor Island. And sometime this morning, we will give away some tickets to see Neil Diamond in concert. And the way we're going to do this is we figure that if you want to see him bad enough and want to sit in the front row, you'll beg for these.
Kind of like a beg for Neil.
No.
On your knees for Neil.
Neil for Neil. That's it. On your knees for Neil. But then we're going to give you a chance to be thinking about what you could probably do that might sway our distinguished panel of judges here into thinking that you are the most deserving of some tickets in the front row to see Neil Diamond. And we'll tell you when to start calling in and give you a shot at these things this morning.
Good morning. I'm Pat Brooks.
And I'm Hugh Smith.
With a Mix 96 Second Update brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. And now it's time to check in with Dennis Roper on our Wednesday morning Skywatch.
Well, we're doing good both sides of the bay, Pat. No major traffic problems due to accident.
45 in Tampa right now, 54 in St. Pete and Clearwater.
I'm Pat Brooks.
And I'm Hugh Smith.
And you're up to date at 6:30 on Tampa Bay's Mix 96.
We spotted the ocean at the head of the trail. As we slowly roll.
6:38, 22 minutes before 7 at Tampa Bay's Mix 96. And the begging and pleading for Neil Diamond tickets will begin after 7 this morning. So be thinking about what good story you can lay on us. And we'll see if our distinguished panels of judges figure out that yours is probably the very best begging and pleading to get some tickets in the front row.
Distinguished panel, are we expecting somebody?
Good morning.
I'd like to meet me with your black drawers on.
Wait a minute. Now, why do you need this in the middle of the week?
Well, it's my husband's birthday today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Pete.
Mm-hmm. And you going to dress up for Pete tonight when he comes home?
Well, he's supposed to dress up for me.
Oh, he's going to have his black drawers on for you.
Yeah.
Two-way street.
Well, good. What's your name?
Jeannie.
All right, Jeannie, we'll get it on for you, too. Tell Pete happy birthday.
All right, thank you.
You got it. Now I realize what it is that Pete's getting for his birthday.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Once a year, Pete. Ought to be a good night for you, buddy.
Hey, when I woke up this morning, babe, I had to call you on the telephone. You know when I got up this morning, sugar, I took a wait to talk to you on the telephone. You know I took a wait to tell you, babe, come on and meet me with your black drawers.
People won't go to work today. Think it's Friday.
As soon as I got up this morning, baby, I had to call you on the telephone. Yes. You know I just can't wait to tell you, babe. Come on and meet me with your black phone.
Reach out and grope someone.
That gets the day off started, even if it is in the middle of the week.
Oh, we'd be ready now.
I'm telling you, no doubt about it. And get ready for those Neil Diamond tickets. We'll be doing those in a little bit right in the front row. Right now, let's check on traffic. Dennis Roper, 642. How's it look on the Skywatch?
Lacey just got a report of an accident in a bad spot, too. Hillsboro and Longbow Boulevard. That's just before you get a country way. That could be a problem for folks heading out of
HolesbornChicks.com.